Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith of the chapter on the desirability of seclusion at the time of fitna, of the time of fasad, corruption, and when one fears tribulations in his deen, or he fears falling into the unlawful or falling into the doubtful. One thing we learn as far as our deen is concerned is that we are not only careful that we don't go into haram, but we are even careful that we don't go into those areas that are doubtful. And from the previous chapter we learned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person will not achieve the status of righteousness, of being a muttaqi, something that we all are striving to be part of the muttaqeen, but a person will not achieve the status of a muttaqi until he abstains from that which there is no harm. In other words, he abstains from those things that are even permissible to, in order to save himself from where they, from that thing where there is harm. In other words, he saves himself. He doesn't even do some things that are permissible, if those permissible actions are going to lead him to doing something that is haram. So he is very careful. Something in itself is permissible, but it may open the doorway to haram. So I save myself even from doing that. So doing the last hadith under this chapter, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من خير معاش الناس لهم رجل ممسك عنان فرسه في سبيل الله يتير على متنه كلما سمع هيئة أو فزعة طار عليه يبتغي القتل أو الموت مظانه أو رجل في غنيمة في رأس شعفة من هذه الشعف أو بطن واد من هذه الأودية يقيم الصلاة ويؤتي الزكاة ويعبد ربه حتى يأتيه اليقين ليس من الناس إلا في خير رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one of the best livelihoods for a person is that of a man who holds the rein of his life. One of the best ways of a man passing his life is like this, is that he is of a man that holds the reins of his horse in the path of Allah. In other words, he's going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala and he jumps onto the back of the horse. One is he holds the reins, he's on the back of his horse, and whenever he hears the sound of any battle or any danger, in other words, any swords clashing or any sounds of battle he hears, he hastens towards it, seeking the opportunity of battle or death. One of two things, either I'm going to fight or either I'm going to die in the path of Allah. That is one of the best ways a person can spend his life. Or, second, is that of a person who tends to sheep at the top of one of these mountains or at the bottom of one of these valleys, establishing salah, giving zakat, worshipping Allah Ta'ala until death comes to him. He does not meddle in the affairs of people except in good. In other words, this person is obeying the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he's giving his zakat, he's performing his salat, he's not interfering in the affairs of people. We explained yesterday that in the time of fasad, the less a person mixes with people, the better it is for him. Why? Because there's less chance that this iman can get damaged, the iman can get corrupted. And then we also explain that it's not only physical interaction nowadays, it is that virtual interaction via social media, etc. The less we have contact with people unnecessarily, the better it is. So therefore, the better thing for us to do is stay away from all the groups. The more groups we can stay away from, the better for us. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so pure, so good, an embodiment of goodness, Allah Ta'ala had commanded him, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْدِيلًا. That remember your Allah Ta'ala. In other words, for a certain time, every day, remember Allah Ta'ala. Cut yourself out from people. In this virtual world that we're living in, all the time there's banter, there's chatting, there's posting taking place. When will we get a chance to cut ourselves out from people and turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So the less interaction we have, especially in times when there's fitna, there's fasad, the better for us. You'll find there'll be more concentration, more focus, more direction in a person's ibadat, more directions and concentration in a person's amal, in the way he carries out his life, when there's less sideshows as far as interaction is concerned. As we explain, a person is living in this world, there will be times when he will have to meet people, he'll greet people, he'll smile, he'll be good, he'll be kind, he'll be courteous. But unnecessary interaction is not good for the iman. In fact, it's detrimental to the iman. It takes away a person from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless a person is mixing with pious people all the time, that is a different situation. But in our general condition, the less we mix, the more focused we are, the better it will be for us. Some points taken out from this hadith very quickly and then we'll terminate, is that When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that a person holds on to the reins of his animal, he's on the back and he's waiting, it shows that a person should be physically prepared also. He should be strong, he should be physically prepared. If there's a call for any action to defend Islam, to defend ourselves, we are ready. Not that a person doesn't have any type of training, a person doesn't have any type of physical training or physical strength, the person is weak. A strong person is always a better person. One, when strong, we talk about strong as far as his iman is concerned, strong as far as his financial resources are concerned, if Allah Ta'ala had given him, for strong as far as his body is concerned, and strong as far as his practicing of deen is concerned. The next is, one should resist the attacks of shaitan and control one's base desires. At all time, we should remember, there's not only that physical harm that is coming to a person, it's also shaitan and nafs. All the time is on the attack. A man is strong and he's brave to fight the attack of shaitan and his nafs. One should live amongst people, fulfill their rights. However, when it becomes extremely difficult to do so, the better thing is to try and cut ourselves out from too much of interaction. We see the hadith is talking about going and staying on the mountaintops, staying in the valleys, staying with a flock of sheep, and taking care of a person's iman. The basic we can do is, whilst living in communities, we don't mix with the wrong crowd and the wrong company. Unnecessarily, we don't socialize. And then next is, one should always have this desire that, oh Allah, if I can give my life in your path, how that will be. If I can become a shaheed in your path, how nice that will be. That should be the desire of every believer. This one life Allah has given us, how nice if we can give it to Allah for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should help to protect the wealth and lives of other Muslims. The last part of the hadith, a person doesn't meddle in other people's affairs except in good. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one hadith mentioned, min husni islamil mar'i tarukuhu ma la ya'ni, from the beauty of a person's Islam. We all like to beautify our houses, like the masjid must look nice, we like our garden must look nice, the flowers must look nice, everything we like, our clothes also must look nice. But if you want our deen to look nice and look beautiful, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a nice prescription, a nice recipe. If you want your deen to be beautiful, from the beauty of a person's Islam, tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, that doesn't concern him, he leaves it out. He's not interested in what's happening in Timbuktu and what is happening here, what's happening there. He's not interested in those things that don't concern him. Why there's so many customers coming to that person's shop? Why I'm not getting so many customers? All that doesn't interest him. He's not interested in other people's affairs, except in good. Where there's good, he can assist. Where there's matters of others that don't concern him, he's not even interested. Why should I be interested in other things that don't concern me? I need to worry about myself, about my flight path, about my direction, about my destination, about my goal. That is what I need to concern myself in. I shouldn't unnecessarily worry about the affairs of others and things that are happening around that don't concern me. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is the day of Ashura. Like every big day has its significance. Today also has a very great significance. We may have heard, we may have read about it. But one thing just to keep in mind, as the day may be auspicious also, so doing good deeds also become more beloved in this day. And also at the same time, doing evil deeds also become more disliked. So like how the good deeds get multiplied and there is blessings in it, the bad deeds also may spoil and it becomes even worse to do it on this day. So at the bare minimum, we should see that we don't commit any gunas. Go out of our way to see we don't commit any gunas and try and fill this day with some good a'mal. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making a'mal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.